Welcome to day four of our sit spot journey. And today we're going to bring in a particular attention to our hearing and our listening. And I'm going to bring two images for you to help with entering into this in a new way, perhaps. So one is to observe the ears of the deer. Now, deer have very large ears, which can move in different directions to help them catch sound in a very acute way. And given that deer are a prey species, they really need to be very aware of predators in the landscape. And if you've ever tried to sneak up on a deer, you'll likely know that they are incredibly tuned in to the snap of a twig or movement as well. So if you cup your hand in the shape of a deer's ear, you can rest your thumb against the back of your ear and create this kind of extra dish of an external ear to help you catch more sound. And we'll link to a video that goes into this in more detail, and you can also sort of turn it in different directions, which is really interesting to play with. So again, when you leave your list at the door, fox walking, owl eyes down to your sit spot, perhaps every few steps of your fox walking you can pause and place your hands to your ears and just listen in different directions, including up and down and behind you. And the other image I want to bring around listening is around how a sound and where a sound lands within you. So for example, recently when I was at my sit spot, I heard the repeated barking of a dog in the neighbourhood. And rather than experiencing it as a neutral observer, I found it quite agitating. And I could feel it sort of around, landing in me, around my head and shoulders, and causing tension in me. Or my response was that tension arose in me. And in contrast, when I hear the sound of a blackbird singing, I can feel my heart opening toward that sound. And that's how I respond to that sound. And I think it's just great to bring awareness to how our bodies respond to sound. And if something isn't as peaceful or as harmonious within you in response to a sound that is in the landscape, then perhaps, you know, question that, be with that, and see if you can shift that by being with it, with awareness.